Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in the house. And today we're talking about JonBenet.
Yes. Mackenzie just tweeted us, hashtag Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show is the only thing getting me through finals today. If you don't listen to Murder Monday, then you're missing out. Shelby said, I feel like I've been waiting for this my whole life. Hashtag yes. Hashtag JonBenet.
Oh my gosh. Well, so they find her body, and it looks like she's been strangled with a homemade garrote. And the garrote was actually used with stuff.
What is that, like a rope
thing?
Yeah,
what is a garrote?
So a garrote is like a rope, and then it is like has a wooden handle at the end. And the wooden handle is made from one of Patsy's paintbrushes. And you basically twist the wooden handle to strangle somebody. But it's kind of weird that anyone would use that, because she's so small, it's not like you need that power.
You could just use your hands.
Or just the rope. So they do the autopsy, and what they find is she actually had a massive head wound. There was no blood. It actually just cracked her skull but didn't crack the skin. And there's a picture on my Instagram, at Indy Ash Flowers, where you can actually see the autopsy picture of her skull. And there's a big rectangle hole that they think may have been caused with a flashlight. It fits almost exactly in there. They find that the garrote was part of her death, but whoever strangled her with the garrote didn't do it until about an hour after she had the head wound, and she was unconscious but not dead.
Oh, I didn't know it was over an hour.
Yeah, over an hour later.
Okay, that's weird. So the head wound happened first.
Right. You write the 20-minute note. We've got her in the basement for an hour before she's strangled. So whoever is with her is spending a lot of time there. Now, there's also two small marks on her back that... there's a lot of debate over this. Some people think she was hit with a stun gun, but some people also, there were train tracks found in their home in the basement and in her brother's room that also match up perfectly to that wound.
Mm.
And it shows that she was hit with that probably after death, because there was, the way that the blood clotted, there was no real big marks. There's also some pineapple in her stomach, and this is what causes a lot of confusion, because she wasn't served pineapple at dinner. There was no other food in her stomach, which means what she ate at dinner had been completely digested, and then she ate this pineapple. But Patsy says, I never fed her anything. As soon as she got home, she went to bed. The end. There's also some DNA found on her that we'll talk about a little bit later. But the police start becoming suspicious of the family because of this pineapple is really the first thing. Because there is a bowl of pineapple out in the kitchen, and it has Patsy's fingerprints and Burke's fingerprints.
And who's Burke? For those that have never heard this story
before.
Burke
is still her brother, yeah.
Yeah.
So their fingerprints are on this bowl. But Patsy doesn't even say she gave it to Burke. So we don't know. They think that she's lying, and they don't know why.
You can see a picture of the bowl of pineapple on their kitchen table at Joan Alex Show on Instagram.
It's interesting. Their mom knew about pineapple, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents are under suspicion. They won't do an interview. Before they even talk to police, they go on CNN New Year's Day and basically have this whole conversation saying, someone broke into our home. Everyone, lock your children up. Like, someone is out there. He's taking little kids. Like, be careful. And police continue to investigate all of the evidence while they're waiting. They check pedophiles in the area. They find that a window in the home had been open and there was a suitcase underneath it, which is what they suspect if someone came in might have the way they got in or got out of the home.
Stepped in through that.
Yep. They check ex-employees of John's, see if there's any disgruntled employees. And there's one of my favorite suspects, Santa Bill. Santa Bill had actually been in the Ramsey home 2 days before. And he gave JonBenet a note that said Santa was going to bring her a special gift after Christmas.
I'm so confused. His real name is Santa, or he calls himself that?
He plays Santa in the town all the time.
Okay.
So when he was at their house for a Christmas party, playing Santa.
Okay.
And so he gave her this note, and she had told someone at the Christmas party the night before she died that Santa was going to come visit her. And of course, no one thought anything of it at the time. She's a six-year-old talking about Santa around Christmas.
Okay, that's weird. I've never heard this before.
Well, it turns out this guy, his daughter, daughter had been kidnapped exactly 22 years to the day.
Oh, that's Ooh. Weird. That is some Santa weird Claus stuff, Lane. Guys. What?
He's got a bag that's filled
His wife had also written a play in like 1976 about a girl who was raped, assaulted, murdered, and found in her own basement.
Okay, what?
Super
they
strange.
Did it. They did it.
That's weird, though.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Or maybe they conspired with the parents to do it.
Well, they ruled him out based on this DNA that they find, but what we find out later on, like 20 years later, is that this DNA that they found, it's not semen or anything like that, it's just touch DNA, and they tested it against hundreds of suspects and haven't been able to match anyone, and so they ruled him out based on that, but they're thinking that maybe this DNA came from, like, her underwear when it was being packaged, like, in Thailand or wherever she got it from. So,
weird.
So, the DNA doesn't make sense because basically they're excluding all of these outside people because they don't match the DNA, but they're still looking at the family even though they don't match the DNA. So
yeah.
I don't feel like they could even be taking it that seriously.
Right.
Well, in 1999, the DA finally agrees to call a grand jury to see if they can indict the parents. And grand jury proceedings are secret. They go in, they say, the guy comes out and is like, we're not pressing charges. So everyone assumes that the grand jury said, nope, there's not enough evidence, we're not doing it. The case kind of stalls out. The Ramseys write a book. In 2006, Patsy actually passes away from cancer, and shortly after she passes away, the case totally breaks, and there's an arrest that's made.
What? I don't know about this.
Neither do I. Okay, we continue. Part three of Murder Monday, talking about JonBenet Ramsey. Make sure you tweet us, Joan Alex Show, on Twitter, and let us know what you think about this. Use the hashtag Murder Monday.